Hello there, Gia.
Hello there, Keisha.
Hi. I you said you were a little sleepy, so I'm trying to send energy through the
Oh,
airwaves
good.
to
Okay.
you.
I thought you were doing that like poetry reading thing where you end
Oh,
everything
are
in a
you? Question
little
mark,
up.
sort of like,
Yeah,
is
like a little
poetry
lilt.
real?
It's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Or it's more like a strained kind of like a comma or something at the end of each line.
Yeah, they're lucky that there's people that like that.
Yeah, that it's not a crime to be a poet.
Not yet.
Not. We'll send them to the Carver. Is the Carver your that was your favorite new thug name? But what about Book? Book is a good thug name too, isn't it?
Wait, which one's Book?
Book is the
Oh,
guy.
in the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was him. Yeah.
It's
They're
a
being
book.
super literal.
I know. I get the feeling they're spending too much time thinking of those names and not enough time on other more
On the sort
important.
of plot lines,
Yeah, and dialogue and stuff, you know.
I do like though that we've got like sort of all the bad guys and gals in play at once
There's
right
so
now.
many. There's so
Yeah.
many. We've all
I mean, we
we've
got bad
now.
guys and gals, and
Yeah.
then the next tier down is sort of like scumbags, or that's how I think of it.
Scumbags, and we're
Yeah.
not being kept apprised of the scumbags' health, right? Because we have at least one scumbag who was in the hospital, right?
I feel like they're done with him. I
Felty?
don't know
Was
if they're
that
gonna.
Felty? Or was that who was
No, it wasn't Felty.
that? It was, what's his name? Shoot.
It was the like ah. Was he the bartender?
God,
No, not the bartender.
I don't
He was the
remember,
one that
Gia.
Esme tried to seduce
Oh,
or was
yeah. That
seducing.
was, oh, the guy who was also like a lawyer.
Yeah, he was going to law school also, and she
Yeah.
wasn't really giving him credit for what a hard
No.
working scumbag he was. Oh, I can't think of it.
Anyway.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see him again. We might see Felty and
Yeah.
Schmaltz.
Schmaltz. Yeah.
Schmaltz, yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
I saw
That's
a little
sad.
weird segment on Instagram. It was
Yeah.
one of those things suggested for me, and no doubt it came up because of General Hospital, but it was
Yeah.
oh,
That was a
everybody all
little
right?
skirmish.
Okay,
Yeah.
well, a little scuffle there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was Schmaltz interviewing oh, come on.
I'm not sure I can sustain any sort of interest for this little tangent, Gia.
Massive basketball player, Shaq.
Jack and Smoltz.
Yeah, it was this weird little interview. I can't imagine the context for it, but it was funny. It was very funny.
Okay. All right.
That's all. I'm just saying that these
Okay.
people have lives,
That's true. That's something that we need to remember, that they have lives outside of Port Charles. Although, God, they spend so much time, you know, taping the show. I don't know where they
Yeah, the
have time
main
to come up
characters,
with.
yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
I was sad to see Carver head out the door with his little kit bag.
But
I don't know if we'll see him again either.
no, I don't
His
think
little
so.
leather case,
Yeah. It would be cute if he maybe got a job as a cook at Kelly's or something, you know.
Do you
That
think
would.
he's actually a cook? That wasn't just
No,
a
I don't
cover?
think he
Yeah.
is. I don't think he is, Gia.
Butcher.
I don't think I'd eat anything he prepared.
No.
I did like it when he
I
referred to
thought he
his
was attractive. I'm not sure
What
what
is wrong with you, man? I don't know. I'm a little concerned, and I bet Rory is too. Maybe this is this like what a long hauler experiences?
I also like was kind of jolted into remembering that that's supposed to be a restaurant at Sonny's. Like I
Well,
was
it's
thinking it as a
chilly.
empty coffee house that
And I mean, I don't think just anybody can eat there, can they? It seems like it's
have
sort
we
of
ever
just
seen anybody eat there?
only like maybe Sonny and people that he's invited in, right?
I
I
feel like
don't
I've
think
only
they're.
seen people have coffee.
Yeah, and there's never like, yeah, so that's a weird little sort of front, I guess. But didn't you think it was cute when Carver referred to his body of work?
Yeah, I did like that a lot. I thought, isn't that interesting that you would have some pride, you know,
And filleting people.
in your curriculum vitae, you know,
Yeah.
and I thought, oh, you know, that was pretty chilling what Sonny said about Wu, you know, like he's gonna get a bad report and like he'll have to
Yeah.
leave town and find some other bad
Well, although
syndicate.
I think Selena, her what she likes to see on a resume is a little different, maybe. You know,
She's
I don't
got a
think
little
she'd have a
different style. Yeah.
yeah. I don't think she'd mind if
His
Carver
more,
was
his more,
a more hands-on, maybe.
he's a sharper approach.
Pointed.
That didn't really work. I was going for something
No,
there and it didn't
no.
work. So,
Yeah, we shouldn't try so hard.
yeah. Well, we were discussing earlier about how we need to like up our game a little bit because we've
Yeah.
been pretty lame lately. I'm not sure what, I don't know
Yeah.
what to attribute that to, just old age, I guess. But
I know. And now I'm starting to feel like, gosh, wouldn't this be more fun if I was drunk again? But I don't want to get in the habit of drinking every time we're podcasting.
yeah, it could lead to a bad link. It'd be like Pavlovian, where we'd be like, let's do a podcast just so we can have a drink, you know.
Yeah.
Every night with the ice clinking in our
Clinking.
hands.
Wow, that sounds very
I
appealing to you.
know it's hard to get away from it. I feel like ice is sort of magical. Like we denied ourselves ice for a long time too, because ice trays have not come a long way.
I don't know. I think you'd be surprised. I think there is
Really?
some new technology in the world of ice
Well, the
cubes.
stuff I've tried, the new technology has been a failure. So,
Really? Okay.
but like I said, we've taken to buying bags of ice. It's like $1.79 for this massive bag, and it's quite nice. It really makes a beverage, you know,
Come
it
alive.
elevates it. It elevates it.
Okay. Well, and I'm going to once, I guess it depends what the beverage is, but I now that it's kind of past smoothie season, I still have bags of frozen fruit in my freezer. And I
Yeah.
did throw some on some oatmeal earlier today, and that was quite nice.
Did you zap it before you threw it on or just eat it frozen? Like
Well,
just.
the oatmeal was hot, and then, you know, a handful of frozen
Oh,
fruit. It
okay.
doesn't, you know, it does cool down the oatmeal a little bit, but it was nice.
Was it sullied with any of the kale?
It was nice. No, this was a kale-free bag. Yeah, I didn't make that mistake again. Jesus.
Not going there again.
No, life is hard enough without kale and everything.
Back to Sonny and Carver. I thought Sonny was just the biggest lame ass, acting like he didn't know
He
what
didn't know what to do.
He didn't
Yeah,
know what
yeah.
Carver's forte was when he
Right.
borrowed him, you know, and
Yeah,
like I was
playing
like, oh,
innocent
come
there.
on.
I
Yeah.
know. Yeah, that was a little bit startling
Was
to
lame.
me.
I think they were trying to redeem Sonny in our eyes, you know?
Right,
Like,
yeah.
oh, he can still be the caring friend concerned
Yeah,
about Diane in the hospital or
he's a
whatever, but
beautiful man, Gia. He's a beautiful man who loves his family.
but I mean, not that I know any actual mobsters or anything, but that's always how it's portrayed, like this massive disconnect between the lengths they'll go to for their families and then the, you know, the level of violence and cruelty on the other hand, you know, it's
Yeah, that's true. It really does make your
at
head
least that's
spin.
how it is in the movies. I don't know.
Sure. Yes. I did enjoy though when Ava stopped by and had her conversation with Sonny and kind of helped, you know, helped
Yeah,
him.
like, yeah, she justified his actions, and
Yeah,
I
she's a
thought,
very
yeah,
sharp gal, that Ava.
she really is. She
Yeah.
really is. Yeah, and I liked her color combo, the hot
Very
pink and the
flashy,
black.
yes.
And
Although, God, she's like tooling around town, you know, with this wound that's just barely healed. I don't know. And
you might have to take
alone. She's
back.
by herself half the time, you know? It's like,
Yeah,
will
yeah.
nobody ever learn? Trina was
No.
walking around by herself, you know? It's like, come on.
She's up in Ryan's face. She's all up in his
Yeah.
business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, plot line moving along, it's been revealed that it's not Ryan because we got you know, that bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking, is it too easy to think it's Esme? Because
so did you not watch today? They showed.
Let me think for a minute.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? You know what? They cut in the last, very last little like 3 minutes. There was a news thing the president was on, and
Because they did make it very clear,
really?
Very clear that it's Esme. Yeah,
was she like picking her teeth with a hook or something?
Well, just about. She was skulking about in like a black cape.
I'd seen her skulking about in the black sweatshirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of like a cape or something, or like a long jacket. But she was hanging out like outside of Kelly's, like Trina.
Yeah.
So yeah, it must be her, right? You think there's still?
Well, is that it? She was just skulking.
Well, I guess Diane.
I don't want you on my jury. Man.
I thought they had pretty well established it, but I guess now that you mention it, maybe. It's not a done deal, but Diane seemed like she recalled the face, but couldn't put a name to it. And that,
that
kind of helped make it sound like it was Esme, but
yeah, I just still feel like that's a little too easy. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a dark horse. I don't know. Is that the right terminology? A dark horse?
Well, that's like a candidate who might, you know, come from behind, I guess.
Yeah.
I suppose, but Ava kind of was putting it together that Ryan had killed someone with a hook or attacked someone with a hook. So,
right. Yeah. Do you think it's hereditary?
Yes. Yes. Or maybe, yeah, if she hadn't, maybe she couldn't find Ryan's old hook. That's why she had to borrow one from the cord.
I don't know. Wouldn't that just be too easy, though?
Well,
it's got to be.
Then I guess what else would Esme be doing suddenly back in town?
Oh, I don't know. But I think maybe it's Miss Peyton from Jacksonville, Florida.
Didn't I make you promise not to talk that way?
It's better than her accent. She's terrible.
It's about the same.
And I guess she's some, you know, real actor.
She is.
We're supposed to be thrilled to see her. I guess the woman that interviewed Dumbass and Carly today at the cemetery is also like an actual newscaster.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. That is exciting.
I lead a rich
life.
Okay, so now we're down in Florida with Carly, and I like Dumbass. I like calling him Dumbass.
I could not be more annoyed with that storyline. That guy.
Yeah.
That storyline. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. About it. Yeah. I agree, Gia. And I just don't feel like that's much of a cause. I don't know.
It's not much of a cause, but I would go with that. But I like Drew riding in to help Carly have her realization about herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, to like, hello, I own a media company. It's like, Carly could so be doing all of this by herself. Like, I know they need to have somebody there for Carly to say all this stuff out loud and sort of become her fully realized self. But how about it be another friend or a child or one of her children?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A woman would be a much more like rich experience, you know.
Yeah.
Especially based on what she went through with the father that took advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, even an enemy, but having him down there, like grabbing her arms, like he was, Captain Kirk.
That felt like he was crossing a boundary there, especially given the topic that she's talking about, you know, to have him holding her, crossing a boundary. Yeah. He's right
and coming out
face.
From the shower like a slime bag.
We knew that was because she had her back to the shower. That's what he was going to do. And it's like, come on, This is not a present for any of us, I don't think. At least not.
No, me. And I mean, I feel bad for the actor. I mean, he must have felt stupid as hell doing that. I hope he did. Let's hope he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope that wasn't his idea. I was hoping he wasn't like.
When do I get to come out of the shower?
Move over, Chase. But like that was so. I'm not even going to go back to the like out of character for Drew. That was right. Just like whoever the hell this guy is. That was mm-hmm. scumbaggy.
Yeah, it was. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like down there going through something, and mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. And everything, I just hated everything you did. Let me fix you a plate. Ugh. I can fix my own. Oh my God, I hate him so much. And I hate the way he speaks. And
He's so smug. He acts like she could never have any of these ideas or realizations herself.
Right. And it's like, yeah. Does she need his blessing to like stop blaming herself for things? And come to like no or I don't know I just mm-hmm. I don't, who else would be better like
well yeah
Olivia even, like, maybe if Olivia had showed up
I was thinking up. That Olivia yeah anybody really anybody. Even
I know
Carver.
Ava was busy but even Ava yeah even if they'd played the whole thing out with the ghost of her adoptive mother or something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Or if the whole thing had been a dream from bonking her head on the plane or something.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
But having douchebag Drew down there, look what you've done to me.
You know now why that word exists, Gia, because of people like him.
Honest to God, I think I'd rather see Cody than Drew right now.
Oh wow. I hate to have to make that choice. I feel like there's still, I think there's plenty of good choices before that.
Well, but I mean, I just, you know, if it was like came down to that, like the last two people on Earth that you,
that's a
you
tough
know,
one.
Had
that's
to deal
a real
with.
Tough and, one. Yeah.
Again, apologies to the actor. I think he's doing the best he can with what he's got there. Driving me crazy.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, sorry. I just had to kind of unload about that.
Well, also, I think what contributed to that whole storyline feeling kind of flimsy is like the settings. Like the hotel room doesn't look like a real hotel room. It looks like such a set.
Is it
you
the
know?
Wallpaper?
And then there's like the floor. Wallpaper? Like, don't hotels always have carpet for some reason? I don't know. It just kind of felt
recently,
like.
Well, recently, now I stay in a whole different. Class so, motel.
You have balls of hair in the rooms where you stay.
I thought you were about to say you have balls of steel to stay in the places you stay.
Yeah, okay, that too.
But they've done away with carpet in those, and that's a relief. Let me tell
you
know,
is.
Like,
yeah, that seems sort of harrowing when you think about
it. Yeah, because I think they can just come in and swab the whole place out with a bucket of bleach and a mop, you know, and call it good. And and so that's been nice. But I have to say, the lighting is just awful. It's so depressing. But I can't remember what was the floor in Carly's hotel.
It looked like it was like maybe a luxury vinyl plank. I say that because I have about 10 samples that I've been studying.
Oh, that's why you're. I see what's going on. You're not going to have a painted floor. That's so.
No,
annoying.
I think I will. I think I will. I talked myself out of the luxury vinyl plank. But so there's that set, and then there's the cemetery. You know, and just the, both of them seem like they're such like you know.
I had a hard time, and this is more reflective on me, but when they were in the cemetery, I couldn't take my eyes off the cherub's little bum.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that too. Funny. I was like slapping myself. Like, don't look at that.
Like, don't look at the bum. And I was like, please, I better let people know what I don't want. You know, if you actually bury me anywhere.
You don't want a little bare-ass cherub on your headstone?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
All right. I guess I can change the design, but I'm glad you told me.
Maybe we should start thinking about what we do want, you know.
I think I just want to be pitched off the side of a cliff, or a parapet maybe would be nice, you know.
Yeah, just scattered. I want
just let me wash up on the Pennsylvania side of the river.
Side of the river, yeah. I want some sort of Big Lebowski, like, you know. Back at, don't I? Are you about to say you never saw the Big Lebowski?
No. Go ahead.
Did you never see the Big Lebowski?
I have, but I can't say that I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan like everybody else, but go ahead.
Wow.
Oh. I know, Gia, I know.
Oh, did you watch The Old Man? I know that came up earlier in our that
no,
got recommended to me. You didn't. Okay.
Well, yeah, you said it was very violent, right?
It is very violent. Yeah, yeah. But I got sucked in spite of it. Yeah.
Oh, you did? So you stuck with it. Okay.
I stuck with it. I mean, it's done for now, of course.
Uh-huh, right. But
Jeff Bridges is our connection here in case we're having
listener
confusion. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just leaping from thing to thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's very well done. But yeah, it's super violent. Super violent.
Yeah, super. Okay. Speaking of super, yeah, maybe... Superstore is one of my all-time favorite shows. Go ahead.
Superstore. Oh, I've seen the ads for that, but I haven't. We like this little show called Single Drunk Female, and I don't think it got renewed, or I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it.
I think I saw an episode or two of that. Yeah, that was good. It's fairly new, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it just had one season, but I haven't seen anything about it coming back, which kind of surprises me. It had some great characters, but
yeah, okay, right.
Do we only watch TV? Is that all we're doing?
Yes, I think that's apparent.
Well, you know what it is? There's a difference in TV viewing now that you can seek out TV, as opposed to like just what's on. And so, like, I pick shows that I. Mm-hmm. follow, you know. Mm-hmm. And then so it's not like I'm barely watching regular TV other than PBS, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm still a big fan of regular TV, but
how do you have the time with all these other shows?
Well, that's where I get overwhelmed by all the choices and I settle back to just what's on regular TV.
You gotta have a Red Bull and just keep watching. Let's talk more about General Hospital.
Okay, because there was a lot. There was a lot in the last few days.
Well, and you know what got introduced? We had a lot. Again, we had some more iced tea, but we had some iced coffee.
Coffee. I know. That was a weird shift, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, what are they doing with that creamer? And then...
Just when you think you've got them figured out. Like they're getting some kickback from the tea industry. All of a sudden, they're shifting the
iced
coffee. Yeah.
But it looks super lame.
That coffee
looked pretty bad. And I thought, you know, I was like, Trina, more cream is not going to do anything for
that. No, it's not. Lame-o. It's not. Yeah. And I feel like iced coffee is, I need it to be hot out, and it's not really hot anymore.
Yeah, I always think it's a good idea, and I always think, oh, I ought to save whatever leftover coffee and then, you know, for later, and then I just don't. But I like an iced coffee if I go out somewhere, get a little iced latte or something. It's nice.
Sure,
but
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go into a thing, but they attribute it to Algeria as the earliest instance of iced coffee, way back in like 17-something. I mean, earlier than I thought, that's all.
Do you get invited to many parties, Gia?
I am the party.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there parties anymore when you're our age?
Well, for you, maybe not. Maybe not, Gia.
Are you going to a bunch of parties?
I'm always coming home or going out when I'm not watching TV.
Yeah. I'm like planning the next video I'm going to do of my cat. You know, or something
Very nice thing. So, where were we?
Iced coffee. So, we had Trina and Joss and the iced coffee. And that's, I don't remember what they were talking about.
Dex. They were talking about your beloved Dex, right?
So, Dex is totally, like, Joss is totally thrown in with Dex now. Like, we know that's going to unfold.
Yeah.
And especially now that Michael has forbidden.
forbidden Dex from seeing Joss. He hasn't said anything to Joss, though, right? Joss, as far as she knows.
No, yeah, and she's going to keep seeking him out, I think.
But also Sunny would have a huge problem with that, I believe.
Yeah, so it would be a forbidden love. Yeah. All the sweeter. what did you think of Dex's apartment?
It was nice.
It was pretty nice, wasn't it?
Well, I guess he makes a lot of money doing what he's doing, and you know,
he's got houseplants. He's even got houseplants.
Yeah, you know? It was actually one of the nicer apartments, I guess.
Yeah, I was a little bit shocked. I don't know what I expected.
I wonder how he's gonna hide all the like the burns on his wrists from the ties being tied up for so long.
From whom does he need to hide them?
Everybody.
Did you like how I did that? Is he trying to keep it a secret that he was tortured?
I think so. If he doesn't want to get the police.
Why, be like ashamed that you got like whooped like that? Like,
yeah. Although, you know, that did seem like even if Sonny didn't believe that he was capable of having someone torture somebody, if you follow that. Somehow Sonny was all right having him strung up for what,
just
like
hung,
overnight?
Yeah. Overnight. In a freezer, yeah.
That seems very cruel.
With the chicken breast.
I know. Are they organic, I think?
Something.
Are they organic?
I wanted to have like him start hallucinating, like have the chicken breast come out and do a little,
dancing around
do a little
him.
Dance, yeah, talking to him and stuff.
Oh, you know? Yes. It's been a while since we had a good idea, but that was a good one, Gia.
Wasn't that good? That kind of like a scene like
cartoon chickens, you think, or claymation like, type chickens? I know.
I was
like
thinking
claymation.
Like, is it Fantasia?
Yeah, like the Disney kind of thing.
Yeah, which is the trippiest thing. Have you seen that?
Aren't you supposed to be high when you go see Fantasia?
Isn't it for children?
None of that Disney stuff is for children, Gia.
I don't know. I think I saw parts of it later. I was like, this is for children? God, everybody's like on LSD or something. It's it's super trippy. I don't know. But yeah, something like that in the meat locker.
In the meat locker, yeah.
While he's singing the patriotic songs, which I thought was kind of funny. I was like, I guess that's part of his military.
Yeah, military. I thought that was a little sort of corny. Would have been interesting. I mean, imagine like picking the song that he was going
to sing.
Would
you want him
Wouldn't
to sing like
fun?
Sticks or something?
Sticks. Mr. Roboto.
That'd be a good one. Did you ever see Sticks? Were they
live?
Yeah.
No, I never did.
Don't act like all shocked. I know some of the shows you've been to.
I know, I've been to some that I
That's like right up your freaking alley.
I had tickets to REO Speedwagon, but I gave them away.
Wagon. Yeah. Well, Sticks came to town, and I'm proud to say I was like, no thanks.
You know,
like,
yeah.
All the buddies that were going, I'm like, yeah, pass. Hard pass.
I'm good.
I mean, maybe earlier, but what's his name? Dennis DeYoung had pretty much taken over
Dennis
the show.
DeYoung, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, why do I know that? And I can't remember so much.
So much.
But
so
I know
much.
Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have gone to see Foreigner maybe before Sticks or REO Speedwagon.
Probably would have seen Foreigner, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I had anything against them. I don't think I knew enough about them, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have gone to see REO Speedwagon. I don't know. Why didn't they come through town? They probably did.
They probably did, Gia.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. General Hospital. Okay. Willow is unraveling. And
although
Nina
she seemed like,
lurking.
Shouldn't Willow have been like walking into walls at this point?
Like you,
yes. Like she should be worse than she was last time we saw her, right?
Yeah, when
like
they had her painted
ago.
So white and with the eyes and
she should have had like loose teeth, maybe bleeding gums.
Does that happen? Have you researched this?
No, but on a soap opera, I think you can count on that to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like
I mean, she's already like
very easily.
Oh, that would be interesting, and try to explain that away to Michael.
Yeah.
Now I finally bought the reason, like initially she wasn't telling Michael, and now I finally buy the reason that Michael would insist that she start treatment.
Definitely.
And she doesn't want to. So I bought that finally. I was like, okay, that does make sense.
Yeah, I guess, but still, I don't know. She is playing a dangerous game with herself and her little baby.
I liked the confrontation she had with Nina, where Nina's like, Nina's going to feel so bad later.
She's acting all smug, like, ooh, I've got her now. Because I saw her hogging a couple of times with this young doctor fellow.
Yep. Just, she's going to feel bad. And then when she finds that she's her mother, and oh my goodness, it's like, it's going to be just a torrent of emotion. But.
And when they showed like Willow's face after Nina like threw that like little thing at her, you know, it seemed like Willow was like, what the fuck? And also, how is this gonna affect me? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I like Nina being all catty like that though.
So yeah. Yeah. Again, she's just like doing laps in the hospital, like Curtis.
Yeah, and, the timeline is so confusing because I'm like, there's Nina in that same like lilac, you know, bridesmaid dress that she's been in for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And other people, like, I don't know, it seems like more time has gone by. I don't know. It's a little confusing. Yeah.
I don't think Curtis made any real progress as a character today, but when he smiled, when TJ was like telling him, you know, he thought maybe Trina loved him. I liked seeing Curtis smile for a change, you know, instead of acting all serious. And
yeah, because
like,
he's
you
been
know.
Such a, he's either been real serious or he's been being like a pissant.
So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll redeem his character a little bit, but they're going to lay it on really thick so that the whole reveal about him being Trina's father is really painful.
Jeez, I don't know.
What's going to happen to Jordan in all this? Is she redeemable? I don't know.
Right.
We need to shake her up.
Yeah. I thought she was definitely, you know, the one in the right when she and Portia were going at it. But
you thought Jordan was?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm on Portia's side. I'm like, but
really?
Well, yeah.
When Jordan like confronted her with the fact that Trina was Curtis's daughter and Portia just sort of like danced around that didn't bother you a little bit?
Well, I just don't think it's any of Jordan's business.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I kind of see Portia's point. I mean, it's not going to work out, obviously. but that, you know, you're shattering all these lives here, Taggart's, Trina's, just all for the sake of wanting to be right and to shatter their, you know, it's going to come out anyway.
Either way, all of those same lives are going to be shattered.
I just was annoyed with Jordan like lurking around and overhearing conversations, and then
that's a little lame too, but I'm not liking Portia much at all these days.
Oh no, I'm she's not
a
winning
great doctor
contest with me. No, ever since she was okay with killing that what the hell's his name?
I wanna
it was
say
something else kind of good.
Wasn't Oates, was it?
Oates. Hall.
Hall and Oates. I did see Hall and Oates once. Yes.
Ooh, I bet. Was that good?
That was good. Yeah. I still like me some Hall and Oates. Yeah. Don't hear them enough.
Like me some Hall and Oates. Have you ever called that Hall and Oates hotline?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
It really works.
Yeah, I mean, should do that. Yeah.
Have I mentioned that before?
Probably yeah, not. I think you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, if you need to hear them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them. And do you ever watch any of the Daryl's House or whatever it's called?
I did, yeah. And all I recall, didn't he have like a nicely restored old house?
But yes, like so it's like
coffee,
in a barn.
Coffee pot.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. We were both like, this guy, he's got all the money in the world and he's totally restored the place and he's got like a $19 coffee maker, you know?
Maybe that was authentic to the period.
Maybe he just likes the flavor of the plain old, you know.
Maybe he's, yeah.
I don't know. All retro, right. Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe it's so, like, tacky that it's chic now to drink coffee from
the I don't think so. Those things
last freaking forever. We had, like, a $10 one that lasted, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 10 years or something. Mm-hmm. Just
yeah.
kept on perking.
Not much to them, those old ones.
No, my favorite was one my grandmother had that was, like, a plug-in percolator, you know,
uh-huh.
like very elegant lines, like almost art deco.
Huh.
And okay. it had one of those very thick cords that sort of mm-hmm. was almost like covered in cloth, you
uh-huh.
know, like
yeah.
electric cords used to be. And,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, had the curved spout and then you could watch it bubble up into that little top
oh,
thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
okay.
elegant. So elegant.
Oh, Gia, we've lost you now, haven't
oh,
we?
Oh, sorry. I'm in a dream. I just feel like it's sort of unfair. Like, some people got to grow up in an, like, Art Deco era, and, you know, I got
yeah.
the 80s.
Right, where there were the absence of style, kind of.
Big shoulder pads and
yeah.
And hammer pants and what have you. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Anyway.
Anyway, I was thinking about back to hospital, other things to touch on. You have like the, I don't know if there's even much to say about this, but like the Elizabeth old man Finn. What is, I mean, is that anything?
The dynamic, just her trying to find out information about, what's her name? Riker? Right. I don't know, just once again I'm pissed off at the writers for making it the guy's story. Like, I feel like
yeah
they take these stories from the women, the interesting female characters, like mm-hmm. Carly,
yeah,
like Elizabeth, and it yep. becomes about the dude somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything there. I thought Elizabeth's hair looked better, and that made me happy that she's not maybe going through a health crisis, because I thought
yeah
if
okay.
we see some wig slipping on her forehead or something, I'm gonna be
yeah
rude.
that would be sad.
It looked
it?
More normal the other day.
Yeah. But I don't know what they're gonna do to breathe life into that story, because yeah, it would have been interesting if they had just stuck with Elizabeth, I think.
Yeah,
and
Elizabeth
brought her family yeah. into it, maybe, you know, her kids,
right, all
stuff.
This stuff about her parents. Yeah. Well, I guess it's still
Somehow it's
about her father, somehow still.
Somehow intersecting with Finn's.
Yeah, because wife. she said, stay away from my dad, right? Or something along those lines.
Maybe Riko had a.
Riko was
with
having a. Yeah.
Elizabeth's dad, and Finn found out and pushed
yeah.
her down the stairs.
Finn. Mm-hmm. Finn? Maybe Finn's the murderer?
That's what I'm thinking, because it seems
oh,
like
yeah.
he's represented her death and everything very differently, right?
Hmm. That would be interesting. Do we know if he's leaving the show or anything? Did he get a Hallmark movie or something?
I watched a couple Hallmark movies with...
yeah? How'd that go
yeah.
for you?
Well, you know, they're usually quite cheesy. And make you
really?
Feel a little bit, they make you kind of hate
were you
yourself.
were you deep into the pomegranate juice at that point?
I think I was sober, but there were a couple that had Nathan, you know, old hospital.
Yeah, person. Yeah, he's doing yeah. those. Yeah.
So I
yeah.
had to check them out, you know, and then yeah. one of them actually wasn't too bad, I will say.
Okay.
It's called Two Tickets to Paradise. Yes, the Eddie
oh,
Money
thanks.
Song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now
I haven't seen
lot.
Eddie Money. Yeah, are you gonna sing that now?
It's gonna be in my head all night, but
sorry,
I won't sing it. And listen to me being all like snotty snot over like you watching Hallmark movies when we're doing a podcast about soap operas, you know.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gia. Take a look at yourself, would you?
Do I have to?
No, I never do, and it's working out fine.
yeah. I'm at that same era where my mom was when she used to slap her makeup on in a dark bathroom.
Yeah, and then
like now I'm like, I totally feel you. I wish I could let you know that like that is, makes so much sense now.
Yeah, yep. Doesn't it?
Yep. I don't know. But that would be interesting if they went there, if they made Finn be like a total bad guy.
I'm afraid they're going to. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. He'd be more interesting.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. They sort of take the air out of a character and then they sort of pump him back up as something else, you know?
As a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would make Elizabeth's track record, she'd be like with two murderers.
Right, yeah. You know? Yeah, she would definitely, I hope, take a break from dating after this.
Yeah, a little bit. And you know, like we all do, like Carly, take a break.
Yeah, Brit, take a break. Jeez.
Have a breather, people.
Yeah, you don't have to embrace the first loser that
you don't have to like move
path.
To the island of Lesbos or anything.
Right.
Stay where you
right.
are.
Sure.
But take a break.
Sure. Take a break. Get a pet. Or two.
People don't know about you, but
I haven't
friend
adopted
Tisha
any
has like
pets in a while.
8 million pets.
No, not 8 million.
I saw on the news today, speaking of pets, that they, on, I think it was on Fort Myers, I don't know, or maybe one of the Pine Islands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They rescued like an entire sanctuary of birds, like
oh,
hundreds
my gosh,
of birds
wow. huh.
that were in danger of dying. So that was nice that they did. Yeah. They're going to great lengths, not just getting people.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Getting the pets.
I get so heartbroken when you see like the dogs that are stranded and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Right. Like you did that, the rescue in New Orleans. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just know that they have, you know, what do they know about what's going on? You know,
I know. But anyway, it's nice that they got, I guess there were a lot of rare, you know, species and things. So that was nice. Uh-huh. They got them. They got them all out. So.
That's good. Thanks, Gia. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, maybe we should end. We're kind of like, we're wondering why our numbers are going down. It's maybe because we like,
it's all right there.
Drinking a lot on air and we just natter on for hours without talking about General
Hospital. Yeah. And then I like afterwards, I'll think, oh my God, we didn't even talk about that. You know, like some big thing will cross my mind. One big thing I just want, it's not a big thing really, but when Joss, Cam, Trina, and Rory, they went to the Axe place.
Oh, yeah, that was, you're going way back, but yeah.
I am, like a week, but it seemed like the timing, like if somebody's hooking people in town, do you really
That's
go someplace
true.
To throw an axe? It just seemed
a little macabre, yeah. I guess those places are hot right now, I don't know.
I don't know, I don't get that, but anyway, that was one thing that I...
I hope Joss doesn't take Dex there because his shoulders have got to be killing him. He's not going to want to lift an axe over
and
his head.
And Joss is seeming so healthy and strong. You know, when she struts in and out of a room, you feel like, oh man,
and
she could kick some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what, like, that would have been great to have Joss
with Carly,
like you said. Yeah. That would have been a really interesting scene or scenes.
Yeah.
Have them hash out and to have Joss hear what happened to her mother.
Yeah.
That could have been pretty heavy instead of that freaking mansplained dumbass.
Yeah.
God.
I agree, Gia. That
mansplainer?
That
what's the noun when you want to call like he's
douchebag,
a man?
I believe
he's a mansplainer. I'm going to try not to say that douchebag.
I know you don't like that word. I'm sorry. But sometimes
don't print me up one of your t-shirts. I won't wear it.
Okay, Gia.
If that's what you had in mind for.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, Gia.
Any upcoming holidays, but.
No.
Okay. Sorry. I just, that has been getting to me, that storyline.
Yeah.
Getting under my skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just makes me wonder, are there women writing on this show at all, or is it all men?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's a mix, but it does seem like, producer director wise, I think there's more men. I'm not sure, but
maybe we need to toss in a little female perspective here and there.
Yeah,
not that that's necessarily like gonna be the same, or be the same as mine, or you know, maybe I'm an outlier. I don't know, but
well, you're something. Yeah, we're not normal. I think that's safe to say.
Well, yeah, people have been trying to tell us that for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just finding a lot of these storylines are making me angry. And,
Me too. I agree. Especially because we have so much information that proves that these women are strong. You know,
yeah, fierce. Strong and capable and independent, yeah. And you know, flawed and going through things all the time, but
right,
they don't need anybody grabbing their upper arms.
No, they really don't. I don't think anybody needs that.
I hate that. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's grabbed your upper arms like that, but I really hate it.
It seems like it's a controlling kind of a move.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, we didn't really end on an up note. I'm sorry about that. Do you want to sing a little song or?
I don't know if that would help our numbers.
Let me ask a question about wallpaper, not because I want to give information, but I was trying to decide, do you think those were in Carly's hotel room? Were those like a banana leaf pattern?
I think so.
Or was it that bird of paradise?
I'm not sure, but it does seem like that sort of big leaf green, so that's supposed to be but I feel like that can't stay in for very long because it's just too much.
Well, it's supposed to depict the tropical nature of the area.
Yeah,
right?
I know, but if it's right outside your door, do you need it on the wall?
Yeah, really. There should be something complete, like scenes of snow or something, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking, Gia. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, it is very distracting anyway.
Yes,
I'm
it
with
is.
You on that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's watch for a few more days and see what unfolds.
Okay. Okay.
Old General let's Hospital.
Sure.
The hospital.
Okay, Gia.
My prediction, I'll end with this, is that it's not going to be Esme. And I know you're sticking with it.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
bold.
I know. I said it before. I was thinking it was Esme, but now I think that just seems too easy.
One more twist. Do you think they're capable of one more twist?
I hope so. Otherwise, it's pretty boring.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You heard it here first, everybody.
Yep.
It's not Esme.
They're not listening, but okay.
I know. Hopefully they've got something else to do.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks, everybody, if you're here. And thanks, Keisha. We'll talk to you in a few days.
Okay, Gia. You have a good night.
Okay, you too. See ya.
Okay, bye.